When I was a kid, we lived for a couple years at 1049 Raymond Drive, Montgomery, Illinois. And my brother and I went to Our Lady of Good Counsel grade school. My sister was too young to begin the joys of Catholic education. And so my mother was working. My dad had already taken the train downtown. So a neighbor, and I don't even know who this neighbor is now. Maybe my brother would remember. But a neighbor would take my brother and I to school so we could be at school at 8:30, whatever time it started. And so we'd go along these country roads. We had to go a few miles into town to get to the school. And one day, our neighbor slammed on the brakes. And my brother and I looked at him, at each other in the back seat, and we knew why. Because there was a stop sign that, for whatever reason, my neighbor never noticed before. He finally saw it. Luckily, God had watched over my brother and I. We had never got hit. Another time, I went home to visit my brother and his family, and so I'm with my brother and his clan, and after like 2 days, my nephews, who are now massively big and all that, my nephews look at me and they say, "Father Unc, you've been home for 2 days, and do you not notice anything different about your brother, our dad?" And I looked at my brother, Kerry, and I said, haircut? And they just like couldn't believe it. My brother had shaved the mustache that he had for 1,000 years off. I never noticed it until I was told to see it. I was blind, and now I see. I was blind, and now I see. When I was a kid, I grew up with a great family. One of the things in my family is that, as many of you know, my father became legally blind. Began in 1966 when he was diagnosed with macular degeneration. And over time, he'd become more and more blind. Over time, he had to rely upon others to help him to see. My brother, sister, and I, my mother, we became his eyes. We'd have someone come towards us, and it would be up to us to say, "Hey, Dad, this person is smiling or not smiling. Hey, Dad, it's Uncle Don or Aunt Betty," whomever it might be. It was so weird. Jesus wants us to see. And in today's gospel, there is a man who was born blind. He never could see. He didn't see anything. He didn't see the light, didn't see the shades, didn't see the colors, couldn't see the pink vestment that the rabbi wearing, which I hope you noticed. I was wearing pink today. Anyways, did you notice, Father Matthew, I was wearing pink? Yes. All right. It's really salmon or rose, but pink is good enough. And so it's to startle us, like there's something happening. The church wants us to begin to realize that God brings to us, to our the gift of baptism, new life, gives us eyes that we can see deeply. Not just see the world and the beauty of the world and the joy of and the sorrow on the face of those whom we love, but God wants to invite us to begin to see indeed with the heart. In our first reading, we hear how Samuel goes to anoint the next king and how Samuel goes to the family and there's all these sons, and none of the sons are worthy of it. And finally, the youngest son, the youngest one, who was, of course, like me a bit, good to behold, all right, bad humor, but anoints him because God sees the heart. God sees the heart, and God wants us to see with the heart. God wants you and me, all of us, to see with the heart. And in today's day, in the world that we live in right now, and when we can't even touch one another, we're being invited to see what is most important. We're invited to see and to love those who are most important to us. We're being invited to see our neighbor whom we can't see because they're in their house and we're in our house. Be noticing our neighbor and attentive to our neighbor. And so as we gather here today, we ask God for this grace to even see how God sees. Because God sees us truly. See, when God looked upon David, and we know David's life was not perfect. I mean, it's written right there in the Psalms and all the scriptures. I mean, he was not a good human being by so many accounts. Yet over and over again, he came to God and saw God seeing him. And God seeing him, he saw that God was loving him and forgiving him, delighting in him, smiling upon him. And so too, we want to see God seeing ourselves, seeing me, seeing you. And when God sees us, as God saw David, his heart goes out. He loves you. He delights in you. He smiles upon you. And I believe God wants to give to each of us his vision, the vision of God for our neighbor, for those we live with, our brothers, our sisters, our spouses, that we might see them the way God sees them. Because see, God sees my brother and my sister and smiles upon them, loves them, delights in them, sees the good in their heart. And so too, God wants me to look upon all that way. How different my upbringing would have been if my brother and my sister had seen me as God's delight. And let's be honest, if I had seen my brother and my sister as God's delight, if I had seen my sister the way my dad saw my sister, his little princess, how much I would have loved her more deeply. I'm so grateful that God gives to me today and a grace right now to expand my heart to love even more. It's my prayer that during these days, our church, our whole world might begin to see the way that God sees us and see what is most important, who is God and who is one another.